Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. An Australian traveller may send New Zealand's capital into lockdown after testing positive for COVID-19 after returning from Wellington. The person travelled to New Zealand last weekend, leaving Sydney on Friday night and returning on Monday. Testing will show whether the case is linked to the Bondi outbreak in Sydney. New Zealand's Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says officials are considering all responses, including a lockdown.
We're assuming, if we look at the pattern, that they were infected in Sydney before they came here. But what we don't have is any information about how they might be linked to the existing outbreak. We'll be looking at what else might be needed around Wellington, whether we need to increase mask use.
Victoria has recorded zero new local cases of COVID-19 from more than 28,000 tests and just one new infection in hotel quarantine. It's the seventh consecutive day the state has recorded either zero or one new local case, while the number of exposure sites has dropped to 96. Authorities are expected to announce more eased COVID-19 restrictions this week. New South Wales has recorded 16 new coronavirus cases overnight, prompting the government to introduce further rules for Greater Sydney, including limited guests to households. Masks will be mandatory indoors, including at workplaces. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says transmission is occurring when exchanges with others are very brief.
These are the measures we have to take charge of now so that we don't have to do anything more severe down the track. So what we're putting in place now is in a bid to prevent us having to take further action.
The United Nations has presented a human rights report on Iran at the 47th session of the Human Rights Council. It found that so far this year, at least 95 people have been executed in Iran, including 6 women, and over 80 convicted children are currently on death row. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is concerned by Iran's use of the death penalty.
Death sentences are also frequently imposed based on forced confessions extracted through torture or after serious violations of the right to a fair trial. The report also confirms consistent testimony of mistreatment of prisoners.
And new research by Victoria University highlights organisational barriers that discourage or prevent females from leadership roles in sport. Over 200 women representing 110 cultural and ethnic groups took part in a survey. It found that half of the current leaders in the industry were dissatisfied with their roles, while aspiring leaders had more negative perceptions about being a leader than current leaders. The report emphasises the need for sport organisations to promote cultural diversity and implement strategies to attract and retain women from culturally diverse backgrounds as leaders. This is Stephanie Corsetti with SBS News in Easy English.